Jonathan Conlin, author of the first history on the National Gallery, the nation's mantelpiece.
It's hard to miss this wonderful prancing, leaping horse, the famous racehorse Whistle Jacket, as you walk through Mercer Street. The question I always have is this wonderful doubt as to its leaping. Where is it going to land? It seems to be floating in space and yet pushing off with such energy against the ground, wherever the ground is. You might wonder whether this picture is actually this size in real life. As we walk around, we're so used to seeing advertisements that take familiar images and blow them up to mammoth size. In this case, however, the painting really is this big, as you'll discover if you go to the National Gallery. It's over 12 feet high and, as it were, is threatening to literally jump down on the viewer. George Stubbs was the foremost horse artist of 18th century England and painted this for an aristocrat who was himself a great lover of horses. In order to prepare himself for producing such wonderfully detailed works, George Stubbs had gone through a decidedly rigorous, if not downright unpleasant, apprenticeship. He had spent 18 months laboriously dissecting a series of horses. Over 6 to 7 weeks was spent on each horse, by which time it must have been decidedly whiffy. A wonderful, if not slightly deranged thing to have done, but something that really paid rewards. I think it's a painting that stops traffic, quite literally. When it was acquired, it was projected onto the side of the National Gallery Sainsbury wing, and the police had to intervene because it was causing so many accidents. A wonderful testament to its power for us today.